Hello there, folks. So I thought I'd just do one of me unscripted ramble videos about the Jake Heppel, and he flew the aeroplane, a little Cessna thing, I think it was, a little two-seater aeroplane with a banner saying "White Lives Matter" attached to it, and he flew it over Burnley's football stadium. And needless to say, like everybody, all the establishment and the media, all of the pundits are going berserk. They're going to try and destroy his life. They want him fired. And I think there's a police investigation. I mean, I don't know why. They're literally coming out and saying, you just can't say that White Lives Matter. And so they've taken the bait. They've really taken the bait, and they look pretty stupid. It's like just such a masterful troll. And what I thought was great is that in the recent weeks, there's been a lot of doom and gloom around, and dare I say it, even a bit of despair. And you see, like, this little, like, symbolic act of defiance, and it energizes everybody, like, really quickly, much more than a big brawl in London. And we can all sit back at how triggered all of the like the sort of the shit libs in the establishment and all of these endless blue ticks on Twitter are. And now what's funny is that they're all like lining up to condemn him. They all want to be like the most vocal in opposition to a stunt of flying the aeroplane with that banner over Burnley Station. And it's kind of like, it reminds me of there's a famous scene when Joseph Stalin gave a speech, and everybody, all of the commissars and all of the top brass in the Soviet Union, they were all absolutely terrified of being the first to stop clapping. Because obviously, if you're the first to stop clapping, it means you're the least enthusiastic about Stalin. And so you don't want to be caught out because you'll be led away and you'll be shot. But it wasn't actually because Stalin himself would see it. It was because they'd get snitched on by their colleagues. And this is the kind of environment which all of the media and all of the celebrities and these endless blue ticks, these I'll get onto them in a minute. Like they all this kind of liberal establishment and media complex. This is where the environment that they all live in. So when somebody goes over the fence, and when somebody like pulls off a great stunt like that, they all have to line up and they all have to try and outdo each other with how vocal they are in condemning it, because nobody wants to be the one who hasn't condemned it, because their jobs will be on the line, because they've got this incentive to toe the line the same way that the Soviet commissar has. He doesn't want to be the one who's like seen to be the least enthusiastic about clapping for Uncle Joe after his speech. And so they all it's like this it's like an upward spiral of grovelling and towing the party line, which is quite pathetic. But it's great that we have it now. Actually, it's great to see how easily they're triggered like that. But these people, as well, Keith Woods did an interesting video a week or two back about bourgeois anarchists. And the problem that we have in the West is that because so many people have gone through university, there's actually too many of them. There's too many of them, and so the system, and they're useless because they come out with all of these stupid diplomas in, like media studies and whatnot, or Harry Potter, and all of this left-wing kind of critical theory gibberish. And so the system has to then find something to do with them all. And because international capital, globalism, has got so much money, then they can use they use, let's say, The Guardian. They've got the people, the bloke who carried out the docs and did all that stuff on the Iconoclast, like, he's an example of it. They leave university, they've got some useless diploma, and then they get a job on the lower rungs of the media establishment. If they're lucky, they'll get a blue tick on Twitter. Maybe they'll have a blog. Maybe they'll squeeze out a book which nobody reads. Nobody reviews it on Amazon. But it doesn't matter, because the global finance pays for it all. And so global finance acts as a sort of welfare state for all of these people. And it's all about values more, which is what Keith was saying, more than actually getting rich in a standard capitalist way. their self-worth comes from their values, and they're able to sort of have the ego is driven by being part of it, and it's incentivized, of course. So they have everything invested in the system. And you know, you can look back at some of these ones. I mean, the one that wrote at The Guardian who carried out a full intel operation on the Iconoclast. You can imagine them going through university thinking they were real rebels, really rebellious, and listening to Nirvana or whatever, and the listener or whatever came after that, 30 Seconds from Mars, and all of this navel gazing, self-indulgent shite. And but nevertheless, they would come out at the end of it and think, yeah, I'm really going to shake things up. And what they end up having is they desperately clinging on to some little column at the Independent, and worshipping the fact they've now got a blue tick on Twitter, and doing absolutely everything the system requires of them. And so when you see a stunt played by Jake Heppel, it's more than the standard sort of back and forth over White Lives Matter and Black Lives Matter. It's a snub to all of that. It's a snub to all of these conformist, boring, dead-eyed zombies. And that's why they hate it. That's why they can't stand it. He's a heretic. But what's funny as well, of course, is that let's just take a step back. The whole of the Black Lives Matter movement is supposed to be an act of rebellion against the machine, against the system. And you can see that it's nothing of the sort. It's this kind of postmodern replica of a rebellion. It's a rebellion which is facilitated by all of these people, all of the media complex, all of the financial elites. And so when they, and I think everybody knows it, you know, you've got this thing in CGI in Hollywood where they've done all they can to replicate the human face in movies using CGI, but they've got this thing called the Uncanny Valley, and it's where the human eye can detect that it isn't actually a real human. The human eye is very, very acutely aware that it isn't a real face. They can get away with animals, but they can't do it with a real human face. We detect that it's fake. We detect that it's a replica and not the real deal. And this is the impression that so many people have got with Black Lives Matter, not least because, you know, there's all this outrage about a fella flying an aeroplane over a football stadium with a banner saying White Lives Matter. Black Lives Matter have been burning whole cities to the ground and erasing the culture, and now they want to cancel Christianity. You don't get to do that if you're powerless. If you're powerless, you're the guy who gets fired and investigated for pulling off just what's actually just a fun little stunt in an aeroplane. So all of this comes together. All of this can be triggered. The alarm systems can all be set off by a genuine symbolic act of defiance and rebellion, because it shows them all up for the fucking frauds that they are. And I think it's a wonderful thing to see, because we, I think so many the white British population felt so much doom and gloom. And you get your spirits lifted when you see something like that. And all of a sudden, it's like the establishment who's on the back foot. And you get to see them running around and panicking. Whereas, you know, the same people are just a few days ago, they're on about pulling down more statues, renaming whole streets. That's not a rebellion, it's an erasure. And you'll notice they're not going after the multinationals. I mean, who actually has power today? All they're doing is erasing the identity. So another sort of global capital can impose its own vision, which is symbolized by the rainbow flag, which you see everywhere now. It's as if something else is being imposed on top of us. Like that world engine on Man of Steel, where you've got the world, and then they just build a new world on top of it. That's kind of what happened. And the Black Lives Matter and this erasure of European identity is to facilitate that. So, because they don't actually have anything of their own, it's just about destruction. And what actually replaces the vacuum is the products and the consumption of all of these multinationals. And you know, when you say capitalism, you're not talking about, I'm not talking about old Mrs. Miggins' pie shop down the road. We're talking about the masters of the universe here, as Tom Wolfe had it in Bonfire of the Vanities. All of these gigantic megacorps are backing up the synthetic replica of a rebellion, which is now taking place. And so, just for a day there, just last night, we got this little glimpse of a real defiance and real rebellion. And I wish them the best. I think it was fantastic. I really do. Peaceful, nobody got hurt, except a lot of feelings. So I wish them the best. I think it was great. Thanks for listening, folks.